I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Two of her stories have appeared in The New Yorker, several others in national best of compilations. And last year, Kirsten Valdez-Quaid was celebrated as one of the five most promising writers under 35 by the National Book Foundation. Her stories draw strongly upon Kirsten's New Mexico roots, and a collection of the stories titled Night at the Fiestas was published this spring by Norton. Kirsten Valdez-Quaid is with us at KUNM. Kirsten, many people have written about the magic of New Mexico or the romance of New Mexico. Your stories are about a lot of things, but I would not say they are about that.
I do think that that was part of my project. New Mexico has been and is romanticized so intensely because it is a magical place. And really in my project, I wanted to write about this place that means so much to me and has such a hold on me, and to be as honest about it as I could and to dig beneath my own nostalgia for the place. At first, I didn't understand that I was writing a collection of stories about New Mexico. I was writing stories that felt urgent to me and interesting to me. And it became clear at a certain point that most of them were set in New Mexico and that that really was a unifying principle.
The stories take place in time periods that span about 80 or 90 years. Obviously, those stories that take place in the further past are not from your own experience. Are these stories that maybe you have heard from family members or people that you knew growing up?
Absolutely. I mean, my experience of New Mexico, because I was born in Albuquerque and have spent a lot of time in New Mexico, but we left when I was a kid and lived all over the Southwest and elsewhere. It was a very itinerant childhood, and so New Mexico really was home for me. It was the place that I was most connected to. But my experience of this place really is inflected by the past and by the stories that my grandparents and great aunt and great grandmother, people who I spent a lot of time with and am very close to, told me. And some of them have roots in family stories.
Now, when we're kids, we hear a lot of stories. Some of them stick to us and others do not. The stories that stuck to you, did they have a particular tenor to them or flavor?
Yeah, you know, I think I was always drawn to stories that were dramatic about disinheritances or murder. I think the stories that I kept thinking about were the ones that were fragments of stories that in the telling, usually my grandparents would not supply some of the details, either because they didn't remember them or they weren't appropriate or whatever it was. So the stories that had gaps were the ones that I continued to think about. And I think when I began to fictionalize, I was writing into those gaps.
For a lot of readers, this is going to be their first introduction to northern New Mexico. In particular, a lot of the rituals that you talk about and the fiestas that you talk about. What kind of impression do you think people are going to get?
I would hope that readers would come away with a sense of a place with a very complicated history, a place where, you know, the history remains present, that those tensions remain present today. I mean, to me, it's the most fascinating place.
There is a certain amount of what I would call brutality in the stories. Do you see that as part of the culture of New Mexico, or is that something that you happened to write about?
I think it's a mix of the two. I mean, certainly New Mexico has its roots in a lot of terrible violence. I mean, there's been conquest after conquest, and I don't think any experience of, you know, New Mexico today can separate itself from that terrible history of violence. And I'm interested in families and the ways in which members of families can cause pain to each other and also love each other deeply and save each other and get each other through very difficult times.
Each of these stories was written individually. Now, here they are all together, all 10 of them. Does that shape how people are going to experience them?
I think so. Even as I was putting the collection together, and I noticed that there were themes that I continued to return to, and I hadn't quite realized that until I saw the stories all together in a single manuscript. I tend to write about families. I'm so fascinated by the relationships between parents and children. I think there is a theme of violence and some addiction in the stories as well, and certainly the history of the place.
I'm intrigued. You have, in the past year, had a lot of attention. The book has been published. People are paying attention to what you're doing. What comes next?
You know, I've been so grateful that it's received attention. I mean, there's no rule that a book of fiction should or will. So I've been very grateful for that. For me, really what comes next is just keeping my head down and writing, working on the next project. And I'm excited about it.
And is that more stories or something else?
Right now I'm working on a novel, and I'm at the point in it that I feel it has a shape and it feels more real. So wow. It's exciting.
Congratulations and good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
The stories of New Mexico native Kirsten Valdez Quaid have been collected in Night at the Fiestas, published to great acclaim this spring by Norton. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.